This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Union Cabinet today approved the launch and implementation of the Regional Connectivity Scheme, modified UDAN, for a period of 10 years from 2026-27 to 2035-36, with a total outlay of 28,840 crore rupees. Briefing media after the cabinet meeting in New Delhi, Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said 100 airports will be developed from existing unserved airstrips to enhance regional connectivity.
Today, a proposal has been approved with an outlay of 28,840 crore rupees. This is for the modified UDAN scheme, essentially UDAN 2.0. Under this, 100 new airports will be developed in a challenge mode. State governments will be given the challenge to decide their priorities regarding where the airports should be built. They will also be responsible for clearing any issues related to land or permissions on a priority basis. Once these are resolved, those airports will be taken up under this project.
The cabinet has also approved India's nationally determined contribution for the period 2031 to 2035, enhancing the country's ambition under the UNFCCC and its Paris Agreement while reinforcing its commitment to sustainable development and climate justice. The government today convened an all-party meeting on the West Asia situation in the Parliament House complex in New Delhi. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh chaired the meeting, which was attended by Home Minister Amit Shah, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar, Petroleum Minister Hardeep Puri, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, JDU Working President Sanjay Jha, and Rajiv Ranjan Lallan Singh, including other leaders. Congress leaders Mukul Vasnik and Tariq Anwar, CPI-M MP John Brittas, and Samajwadi Party MP Dharmendra Yadav and other leaders of opposition parties were also present in the meeting. The meeting comes amid escalating tensions in West Asia, which have disrupted critical maritime corridors and raised concerns about the safety of Indian nationals in Gulf nations. The all-party meeting follows Prime Minister Narendra Modi's address to Parliament on the situation in West Asia. Parliament has passed the Transgender Persons Protection of Rights Amendment Bill 2026, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The bill was passed by the Lok Sabha yesterday by voice vote amid an opposition-led walkout. The bill seeks to redefine the category of transgender, removes the provision of self-perceived gender identity, and excludes several socio-cultural identities as well as transmasculine individuals from its ambit. The Lok Sabha has passed the Finance Bill 2026 by voice vote. The bill seeks to give effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 2026-27. The House gave its nod to the amendments moved by the government. The Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026 was introduced in the Rajya Sabha today. Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai introduced the bill, which aims to regulate the general rules governing the recruitment and conditions of service of Group A General Duty Officers and other officers in the Central Armed Police Forces. The government today said the country has the capacity of refining 26 crore ton crude oil and urged citizens to stop believing rumours and avoid panic buying. Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas Sujata Sharma said this while addressing an interministerial briefing held today on recent developments in West Asia.
We have an annual refining capacity of approximately 26 crore tons of crude oil. I would like to assure the citizens of the country that we have sufficient availability of petrol and diesel. There is no fuel shortage at any petrol pump anywhere. Adequate quantities are also available at the terminals that supply fuel to petrol pump. Please do not believe in rumors and avoid panic buying. I would also like to inform that there has been no increase in the prices of petrol and diesel.
पेट्रोल और डीजल के प्राइस में कोई बढ़ोतरी नहीं की गई है.
The West Asia conflict has entered its 26th day with continued exchanges of strikes and fresh diplomatic activity across the region. Israeli forces have intensified operations in southern Lebanon while signalling longer-term security plans along the border. And with that, we end this news bulletin.